Masechtas Brachas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. So the previous Mishnah had discussed a halacha that everyone's familiar with, and that is that when you daven Shmoyna Esrei, you can't just indiscriminately face any direction you want, but rather there's a halacha that says that you have to face Mizrach, you have to face the east. And the Mishnah said that the reason we face the east is not because there's something inherently more chashav about the direction of east, the direction of Mizrach. But rather, it's based on the fact that if you live to the west of Eretz Yisrael, such as people that live in the United States of America, when you face east, you're facing Eretz Yisrael, and you're facing the Beis HaMikdash, and you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And there's an inyan that when you daven Shmoyna Esrei, you should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's for that reason, the halacha is that when you daven Shmoyna Esrei, assuming you're to the west of the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to face east. Says the Mishnah, if somebody was sitting on a boat, or he was on a wagon, or he was on a raft, so this person is not going to physically be able to face east because he's heading in a certain direction, and unless that's the direction he's going in, so how's he going to face that direction? So what he should do at the very least is he should have kavana, his thoughts should be in the Beis HaMikdash, because even though lekatchila, the proper way to do it is to physically be facing Mizrach, but as a next best option, at the very least, you should be yechaven liboy, your thoughts should be focused in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the proper way for a person to daven Shmoyna Esrei. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin, continuing to discuss laws of tefillah. Specifically, this Mishnah is going to discuss the halachos of Musaf. So every day, a Yid is obligated to pray three times. We daven three times. We daven Shachris, we daven Mincha, and we daven Ma'ariv. The truth is that the institution of davening three times a day was developed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah lived at the time that the Yidden were in Bavel, during those 70 years of Galus Bavel, and they led the Jews during the early period of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a lot of important takanos, which very much shaped the way Yiddishkeit is today. But one of the areas that they really, really influenced a lot was the area of tefillah. One of the things they instituted was to daven three times a day. So we daven Shachris, we daven Mincha, and we daven Ma'ariv. Now, why three times a day? And why dafka during those three times? So the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos discusses it. And the Gemara says that the reason they instituted it in this way was because every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a carbon tamid that was brought in the morning. Every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a carbon tamid that was brought in the afternoon. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said that kineged the tamid that was brought every day in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash, there should be a tefillah that all Yidden should daven in the morning. Tefillah Shachris. Kineged the carbon tamid that was brought every day in the afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash, there should be a tefillah that Yidden should daven in the afternoon. And that's Tefillah HaMincha. What about Ma'ariv? So in the Beis HaMikdash, most of the avoidas were done during the day. There were very, very few avoidas that were done at night. The most notable avoida that was done at night was the Haktara Seimurim. They would take the fats of different animals that had to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and those fats were burnt at night. Now, to be clear, the mitzvah of Haktara was done during the day as well. In fact, it was likatchila to be zrizin makdim la mitzvahs and to burn all these fats during the day. But at the same time, very often it was done at night. It's a pasuk in the Torah in the beginning of Parshas Tzav that you were able to do the haktara at night. And being that very often in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a voida happening at night. So it's for that reason, the chachamim were mesakin that we should have a tefillah at night as well. And the tefillah that we should have is the tefillah of Ma'ariv. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were mesakin these three tefillahs, Shachris keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar, Mincha keneged the Tamid Shal Veinu Abayim, and Ma'ariv keneged the Haktara Seimurim. The truth is that there are other reasons mentioned for these three tefillahs. The Gemara says that the reason we have three tefillahs is also related to the fact that the three avos were the ones that were the authors of the three tefillahs. Tefillahs avos tiknun. The avos were the ones that were mesakin the tefillah. Avram Avinu was mesakin Shachris, Yitzchok was mesakin Mincha, and Yaakov was mesakin Ma'ariv. So that's another reason for the three tefillas. Tosfos in Masechtas Brachos Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis quotes a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says that the reason we daven mincha has nothing to do with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. There's one tefillah that's related to the carbon Tamid, and that's Shachris. Mincha is related to the Ketores. The Ketores was a very special carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi says that mincha is related to the Ketores. But either way, every single day there were three tefillos that you didn't daven. Stating that, there are times where we add tefillos. Most notably, there are times that we add the tefillah of Musaf. So when do we add the tefillah of Musaf? On Shabbos, we add the tefillah of Musaf. On Yontif, we have the tefillah of Musaf. And even on Rosh Chodesh, we add the tefillah of Musaf. Now, the reason we add the tefillah of Musaf during those days is because on those days, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was an extra carbon that was brought. That carbon was known as the carbon Musaf. So to commemorate the fact that once upon a time there was a carbon Musaf, we add a tefillah, and the tefillah that we add is known as the tefillahs Musaf. So there's a very strong connection between the tefillah of Musaf and the carbon Musaf, because the whole reason that we're davening a tefillahs Musaf is related to the fact that once upon a time there was a carbon Musaf. Either way, our Mishnah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, Masechtas Brachos, discusses a machloikis tanaim related to the tefillah of Musaf. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Ain tefillas hamusafin ella bechever ir." The only way to daven Musaf is bechever ir, together with the gathering of all the people in the town. Meaning, if all the people in town come together to daven, then you would daven tefillas Musaf. Otherwise, you wouldn't daven tefillas Musaf. The Rav Bar Tanura says that this is just a fancy way of saying that tefillas Musaf has to be daven b'tzibur. But a yachid is not allowed to daven tefillas Musaf. So ordinarily, you could daven b'yachidus, you could daven with a minion. Obviously, you're supposed to daven with a minion. But b'di'eved, a person can daven, even not with a minion. You could daven b'yachidus. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said a chiddush, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that that's true for an ordinary tefillah. But the tefillah of Musaf has to be daven, dafka b'tzibur, it has to be with a minion. The Chachamim say, b'chever ir, v'shalei b'chever ir. You could daven Musaf for sure with a minion, that's the ideal way to daven, but at the same time, just like any tefillah, b'di'evid, you daven even if it's not with a minion, so to Musaf is going to be the same thing. Tefillahs Musaf can be daven even b'yechidus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda was a third shita. He said over in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol makom she'yesh chever ir, any place that there's a chever ir, any place that there's a minion davening, hayachid pater. So the yachid should not daven Musaf, but tefillahs hamusafen. Meaning, if there's a minion of people that are davening Musaf, so then the yachid shouldn't daven Musaf. As if to say the yachid could be yoitza with the tefillah of the tzibur, even though he himself is not part of the tzibur right now. However, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that in the event that you don't have a tzibur davening, then the yachid should daven. So really, we have three shitas as it relates to the tefillah of Musaf. We have the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that is that tefillahs Musaf, you only daven with a minion. We have the shita of the Chachamim, that tefillahs Musaf is no different than any other tefillah, which means that, l'katchila, of course, you daven with a minion, but at the same time, if you don't, for whatever reason, daven with a minion, you should daven at b'yechidus. Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that whether tefillah b'tzibur, whether tefillahs Musaf needs to be with a minion or not, really depends. It depends on whether or not the city that you live in had a minion or didn't have a minion. If there's a minion of people davening in your city, Musaf, it just so happens you yourself can't partake in that minion, so then the halach is potter, you shouldn't daven. If, however, there's no tzibur that's davening, then in that case you shouldn't. So really the three shitas are the shitas of Chachamim and two opinions as to what the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was. We have the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Incidentally, Rabbi Yehuda, the great Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So if you think of Rabbi Yehuda, and someone asks you, so who was Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi? The short answer is Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and of course they all died during the days of Sfira, but after Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, he didn't just decide that he's done teaching Torah, but rather he reinvented himself. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva originally lived in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. After his Talmidim died, he resettled in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, and he began teaching Torah there to five Talmidim. The most notable ones were Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, but either way, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Akiva. But in different places in Chas, the Gemara refers to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as also being a Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is an example of that, where you have Rabbi Yehuda saying over a halacha in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's not just a random halacha that Rabbi Yehuda heard from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but really the rest of the story is that Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was the one that said over the second version of what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shita is, as it relates to davening Musaf. Does it have to be Dafka with a minyan? Or b'dievet, could you daven Tfilas Musaf even not with a minyan?